cities, large and small, spend much of their time trying to improve their residents' quality of life. However, the things that create a successful community go beyond the normal politician-taxpayer relationship. Civic life also depends on business leaders who can bring financial resources and social skills to the equation. That's the mindset behind a new program starting this month in mid-Michigan. Leadership Lansing is an intensive 8-month program designed to help business professionals hone their leadership skills. It's sponsored by the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. Joining us to talk about Leadership Lansing, Ross Woodstock, a leadership development coach and media specialist with Colt Communications in Okemos. Ross, welcome back.
Hi, Mark.
And also with us today, Chris Sell, one of the participants of Leadership Lansing. His day job is as the internship coordinator for the College of Natural Sciences at Michigan State University. Chris, welcome.
Thank you, Mark.
How did the Leadership Lansing come about, Ross?
Well, Mark, the chamber recognized kind of a gap in the community that there is a need to really take responsibility to help develop the next generation of community leaders. Who are going to be the people 10 years from now who are going to be sitting around the tables of the Chamber of Commerce, of important nonprofit agencies in this community? And what are we doing as current leaders in the community to help bring some of those folks along to get them in position to be successful? So that's what Leadership Lansing is all about, is developing that next generation of community leaders.
Do you call it a course then? I mean, is it essentially education that the program is about?
Yeah, it is. It's really about helping. We have 35 participants in our first cohort this year, and really helping them engage and become more aware of how this community works, what are the key institutions, who are the players in the community, how does it all fit together, and what is their potential role in helping to work with all of those institutions to keep making this a great region.
Chris Sell, you're the internship coordinator for the College of Natural Science here at MSU. What does your day job, your square job, as they used to call it, what does that have to do with this? Is there a connection?
Absolutely, yeah, there's absolutely a connection. So in my day job, as you put it, I work with companies and alumni to help them recruit students out of our college for internships and other career opportunities. And so it's very externally focused, and I'm constantly meeting with companies and employers and organizations and helping connect talent to opportunity. And so it's really neat. We were just noticing, even in our first session earlier this week, many of the companies represented by many of the participants are also the same companies I work with on a daily basis.
Okay. So it's Leadership Lansing is about networking to some extent?
Absolutely. I think that's, we talked about this too earlier this week. That's one of the primary incentives, I think, for participation in this program, is the chance to network with this incredible group of emerging leaders across all these different industry sectors throughout the greater Lansing region.
We're talking about Leadership Lansing, a new 8-month leadership workshop sponsored by the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. Our guest today, Chris Sell, the internship coordinator at the College of Natural Science here at MSU, who's a participant. Also, Ross Woodstock, a leadership development coach with Colt Communications in Okemos. One more for you, Chris. You had the first session last Monday night, as we've said, I understand a big part of this included an exercise that helped you find particular strengths and yeah. Exercise there. Tell us more about that.
Absolutely. So we had the opportunity to complete the StrengthsFinder assessment, which is a really, really fantastic assessment that helps you identify your strengths, like you put it. And so it gives you really neat language. It helps you identify your top 5 signature themes or talents. And again, the language is really accessible. So for example, a couple of my top strengths, which are no surprise to those around me, are futuristic or positivity or communication. And so it's these types of strengths that once you identify that and you learn kind of what that means to you, you are empowered with this incredible sense of information about yourself that you can kind of use going forward in your personal and professional development.
Ross Woodstock, let's talk about leadership maybe more broadly. It's changed a lot, it seems, in recent years. I mean, routinely today, you hear about concepts like servant leadership, mm-hmm. and generally just a more employee-focused approach to the workplace. That seems to downplay the importance of leadership, at least on the surface, at least in the traditional sense. You know, some person in a corner office who calls all the shots and really toes the line, and they say jump, and you ask how high. I mean, what does
the good old days.
The bad old days is what a lot of people would say. What does effective leadership look like in 2015? Is it safe to say it's less top-down?
That's a very, very good analysis. It's more collaborative. It's more about how do you build great teams.
Right.
It's more about having diversity of thought and diversity of people in the workplace, and how do you encourage that and celebrate that. There are really three functions that a leader has to bring today. A leader has to develop the vision. A leader has to communicate that vision and get others on the team in alignment with the vision. And then the leader needs to continually coach and motivate other people to execute the vision. And that's really what leadership's about in the 21st century.
I always think about it as driving change, constructive change,
yep.
Right?
Change is and how do you get people to embrace change and to not be afraid of it, but to really get on board and to welcome it and to thrive in it.
We're talking about Leadership Lansing. It's a new 8-month workshop sponsored by the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. Ross Woodstock joins us, an expert in executive coaching and leadership development. Also, Christopher Sell, a participant in the course. Chris, next month's workshop focuses on government. As a business professional, how do business professionals work with elected officials and lobbyists? What is this session next month about?
Yeah, well, I think that's what's so interesting is, some of the participants in the program might be really familiar with the political process and have maybe volunteered on committees or maybe have even run for office before, but some of us haven't. And so the chance to learn about the political process through the lens of the Lansing community is an incredibly powerful instrument. I know we're going to get a chance to meet with local politicians. We're going to get a chance to meet with lobbyists to kind of learn how that process works. And so I think, if anything, we're going to be armed with a new level of knowledge that we can take with us to learn how we can get involved in the community, how we can contribute back to organizations, how we can get politically involved without just running for office.
Ross, you alluded to a dearth, a lack of leadership, or a concern at least over a lack of leadership. How big a concern is that?
I think we really have great leaders. I think we just have to kind of make sure that we focus and prepare ourselves for the changes that you talked about that are coming on in the 21st century. It's happening so fast that to help people cope with change is just absolutely critical. And you look at this class, these 35 people, and I will tell you this, I think we could all feel good that the future of Lansing is going to be in the hands of some really great leaders.
You're impressed after the first session.
Absolutely.
Then is it too late for people to get on board here? I mean, you've had one session already.
This year, the cohort is closed for this year, but we are going to be opening up enrollment for the 2016 cohort right after the first of the year, and there'll be some material out there. And people who are interested can get in touch with the chamber, get in touch with me, and we'll get them set up and get them on the road to getting an application in for 2016.
I want to talk to you about retaining talent. We often bemoan the brain drain, and we certainly have in recent years, maybe less so recently, but certainly in the recent past, here in this state of Michigan, we have many excellent institutes of higher learning. People come here for an education, but then they leave. Have you seen that play out in business, Ross?
Yeah, and that's one of the really driving, I think, motivators behind for the chamber in terms of getting Leadership Lansing going is a recognition to help our employers in this region attract and retain great talent. That's really our number one challenge, and part of that is building a great community, because to have talent, you have to have a place where they want to live, where they want to send their kids to school, and we have a terrific community here, but how do we build a better region? How do we build the region for the 21st century that's going to be able to help us, attract and retain that great talent that we need to really drive our economy going forward?
We've been talking about the new program from the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. It's called Leadership Lansing. Ross Woodstock is an executive coaching and leadership development specialist who works with Colt Communications, and Chris Sell is the internship coordinator for the College of Natural Sciences at MSU. He is a participant. Thanks to both of you, and
thank
good
you,
luck.
Mark.
We'll
thank
check
you.
Back in further down the
love
road.
Love to have that.
We'd love
you.
That.
Very good.